Blog Talk Radio.
In this country, we have a tradition, a celebration of culture, where one community meets another, a beautiful marriage of tastes and flavor, soulful soul food. It's our pride, it's our heritage. On this table, we present the best of the best. And for those that dare to go the extra mile, the ones that try something new, to them, we reserve a seat at the table. A chance to wear the crown. Today, we celebrate a new culture, a new flavor, a new tradition. Introducing Kikkoman for taste and tradition.
Welcome to another edition of Damon Network. And of course, we are broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Just press 1 to join the conversation. And of course, it's brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And of course, welcome to the files by your boy, Honey D. Olandsky. Tonight, we have the privilege to have a young lady who has worked hard and arduous with us for more than 3 years. And through those shows, she's given us poetry to live by. We love her. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee, as well as our spotlight of this evening, the wonderful Sister Bessie the Truther. Sister Bessie, how are you?
I'm just fine. Peace and blessings.
Please let the audience tonight know who you are and what you stand for and what this poetry tonight is about. Please, the mic is yours.
Stand for freedom. And I stand for truth. And I stand on knowledge. My only hope is to enlighten people of the world and my people to understand what's happening around them to my best of my ability. That is my hope of what I do for others.
And your experience with Only Dynasty as a host and a nominee for the National Internet Radio Hall of Fame, your thoughts on that tonight as well?
Well, it's really surprised me because I know that I'm a controversial host. But I want to thank all those that voted for me, you know, because I came from an environment where I didn't have nothing. But to be recognized from people around the world, I am very appreciated in my spirit. And I hope I would do well as a Hall of Famer. I just want to thank everybody for what they have done and listen to me.
Well, you're going to do, you know, you're doing exceedingly well right now. A person of kindness and awareness that doesn't come along, you know, in a generation, sometimes not in 100 years, and we really appreciate you. So this is how this goes, guys. You know, Sister Bessie is going to do her testaments of six, and there will be no calls during this time. We want you to listen to her and her ministry. And we start off, of course, with music. And then after the music, the mic will be Sister Bessie's, and I will let her, and I will direct her in that way. Donna Washington, take us, girl.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours, what the sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain, my yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine, Lord, what a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment of bliss, that thrilling kiss, it's heaven when you find romance on your menu. What a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
And now we start the first testament of the night. Sister Bessie, the mic is yours.
Freedom we never had. It's been an illusion since the beginning of time. The conspiracy is the manipulation of your mind. From the people of swine, freedom we never had. Follow the rules, they say, which they have never followed to this day. You've been stripped of your true spirit, while they stole all your merits. Freedom we never had. Your story was great. Put that on your plate. Freedom we never had. Destroying is what they do, with all lies rather than truth. Your skin is beauty, but they say you're nothing but a monkey. Freedom we never had. The White House we see, it's just a plantation, and you're the field Negro in this nation. Freedom we never had. Outrage you must have, my people. It's now time to create a new path. Freedom we never had. The deadly skills, you must stick to your wit. Put the art of war in your kit. Freedom we never had. Remember the Zulus, study Charlottesville, to give yourself a boost. Freedom we never had. This is a state of war. The threat is at your door. Be wise as Timbuktu, because your emancipation was a lie. Freedom we never had. Don't be misguided. Pick up a book so you will know how to remove these crooks. Now you know we never had freedom because he sold you for a penny. Don't underestimate your enemy. He came to take your will and to steal and to kill. No one has told you you are immortal. Listen, listen, because it is written. This is the only way you'll be strengthened. Remember, remember the freedom we never had.
Outstanding testament, Sister Bessie. Outstanding. We go back to Donna Washington in this wonderful dissertation of her art and work, one of the greatest R&B singers of all time. Let's go to the moon, Bessie. Destination Moon.
We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination Moon. We'll travel fast as light till we're out of sight. The Earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my a Destination Moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two, high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. A destination moon.
Second testament of this wonderful Hall of Fame nominee, Sister Bessie the Truther. The mic is yours.
Sister Bessie's front porch is about a little old lady telling you the truth about the games being played, how not to always believe in the lies they say. Many don't like this old lady because she puts up a fight to show many the light. It's my front porch. And I do as I please. The chess game that the enemy orchestrates, she removes the king so the queen can become the matriarch and let her pawns be free. The soul that I portray helps many to this day. This is my porch, and I don't play with the truth. My words will take you out of the noose. You may dance like the black face from the past. When Sister Bessie speaks, she heals the weak. Justice is my cause for my people. So when this old lady teaches, She makes your mind think. I won't be a slave or be naive. This mother never went to college. I was taught by my creator and my ancestors. You may want to keep many blind and deaf so they can't see or hear, but be aware of those words that are like the matrix that puts you in the same old trap. Sister Bessie's porch is to awake you, not for you to nap. I revealed the scoop about the trauma. This is why many call me mama. This is my porch, and I will leave your brain with a fiery torch. I'm the queen of Sister Bessie's front porch. I'm the master of my destiny. So continue with your fakery, because I'm that old lady that will take you down. Hear my words sound, but I'm the flower in this town. As I rock in my chair, I'm telling you, your forum shall go nowhere. Stay in your place, for the gun I carry will leave no trace. Justice and freedom and courage is my cape. Tell me, can you keep your listeners awake and sit on my porch? For you just lost on Sister Bessie's front porch.
Wow, Bessie. You know, I mean, you know, you're acting up tonight, and I love it. And that excerpt was from the first Battle of Network Stars in 2019. And some folks remember that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you know. But then again, you know, those who didn't, cry as a river. Hey, Dinah, why don't you take us there? The great Dinah Washington. 516-453-9133. Call in and just listen to this conversation tonight brought to you by Them Boys, Looking Glass Entertainment. And now, Sister Bessie, the mic is yours again for your third testament of the night.
Sometimes I'm scared. Sometimes I'm enraged. Sometimes I know I've been played. Sometimes a teardrop and it won't stop. Sometimes I smile because I know I'm on trial. Sometimes I die and ask many questions. Why? Why? Sometimes I didn't believe and I want to start to flee. Man, life is so deep. Sometimes I'm still loving while my heart is crumbling. Sometimes I'm humbling. Sometimes my mind is so troubling. Sometimes I have a light because my creator gives me a spirit of joy to see the enemy's ploy. Sometimes I realize the power of fight that makes me sleep at night. Sometimes I feel alone, but then I see the creator's throne and I will be at rest one day in his home. Sometimes I see truth as a food source while I fight for my life, not to be in strife. Sometimes my eyes have vision while the world has to make a decision. Sometimes we trip and fall, but I know you will stand tall before you reach judgment's hall. I know you have that sometimes too. Let your fight be about truth so you can overcome the sometimes blues. Sometimes blues, it's up to you to use the sometimes to heal the darkest wounds. This is my sometimes. What about you?
Outstanding, Desi. You know, sometimes, you know, people feel they need to write a book about what you say, you know, because it's just the truth anyhow. And, of course, Dinah has a song for that. I could write a book.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot, it's just to tell you that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend.
And now the fourth testament of this wonderful person, Sister Bessie Truthman, my friend. The mic is yours.
Consent. You have consented to your own demise. Free thought is under attack. That so many trains of thought is whacked. The mind is the war. What is being put in you? The lies have fooled you. Is there danger for you? Thinking for self, the 1% is filled with wrath. Who told you that they love you? Watch out for the red dragon and the serpent, because the enemy is on high speed lurking. Watch, because the evil eye is mapping. The coming reset is a world trap for you to take a serious nap. The study of your DNA, your genes, your blood by all these wicked scientists has always been in place. Wickedness has been plotting on your slow death before and until today. You consent to the murder of crime because the parasite needs your soul to die. Have you reached that plateau of learning? Are you willing to loose your soul in the last burning? Praise for spiritual awakening. It's time to remove that veil and start seeing all these frequencies have given you brain disease, causing many to die like fleas. Consent not, because the world is in a boiling pot. It's up to you to find the Creator's truth. Remember that this is a test. Will you let your mind be a pest? Or will you fill the earth with a warrior's nest? I'm pleading with the world to not consent. Never consent. Never consent. Leave all drugs of dope and start blowing the truth smoke. Don't consent to your demise. Don't commit self to crime, or the world will just die. Will just die.
That was an outstanding dissertation. And I always say that Sister Bessie, she has what it takes. But we take the vernacular another way. Hey, Dinah. Hey, Brooke Benton. Does she got what it takes?
Well, now it takes more than a robin to make the weather go. And it takes two lips of fire to melt away the snow.
But it takes two hearts of cooking to make a fire grow. And baby, you've got what it takes.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Tell me about it.
To make a romance, ooh, it takes a lot of loving to make my life complete.
And it takes a lot, woman, to knock me off my feet. And baby, you've got what it takes. Just what it takes, because it takes more than an effort to stay away from you. It takes more than a lifetime to prove that I'll be true.
What it takes, somebody special to make me
politics because
it's yeah, oh yeah. Go ahead, go ahead.
I like your side.
To stay away from you.
I can't stay away. Come on, let's
it
go.
Takes more than a lifetime, Daddy, to prove that I'll be true, not you.
But it takes somebody special
like me, baby,
make me say I do.
And baby,
baby,
you
got
what
it takes.
Say it again.
Come on, let's do it one more time. All right?
And baby,
baby,
you
got
what
it takes.
One more time, bro.
The great Brooke Benton with Dinah Washington. That is just excellence right there. Mm. The fifth testament of our wonderful person, Sister Bessie Truther. The mic is yours.
I'm not what you think. I'm the one you look at from the corner of your eye. Yes, I'm black, but beautiful. You can't stop my flow. Because my soul has been here from the beginning. All sisters must betray respect to start winning. In me is power for every hour. I'm standing tall even when you plot for me to fall. A mother, a sister, a warrior, I am to my race. This you will never be able to take away. I'm not what you think because I won't walk the plank. Fire is in my mouth, and my words travel from north to south. Don't underestimate my wisdom, because I'll make you feel like a dum-dum. I'm not what you think. I'll put you down with a sneaky wink. I'm queen from generation to generation. I'm not what you think. Play me if you want. I'll be on you like a man hunt. I'm not what you think, because you see me wearing pink. I'm the one who will spit the truth on any rooftop. I don't need a gun, because my words will take you to the sun. Justice and freedom and strength is my badge. Everything else you think of me, you must throw in the trash, because my intellect may give you a mind rash. I'm rich because I'm your queen. Look here, I'm not being mean. I just want you to know I'm not what you presume that I am. I'm not what you think.
Outstanding, Bessie. The timing is exquisite. With this young lady here and with, you know, Dinah Washington, you can't get no better. It's time to make some whoopee.
Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous and he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make a whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? He feels neglected, and he suspects it of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone her, he doesn't write. He says he's busy, and she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, only suppose I fail. The judge said, ha, right into jail. You'd better keep her. I think it's cheaper than making whoopee. Say it's a whole lot cheaper than making whoopee.
The soundtrack of your life tonight was brought to you by an ancestral being, the great woman from Detroit, Michigan, Dinah Washington. And now the final testament of this wonderful, wonderful files. Sister Bessie the Truther, the mic is yours.
The war you fight can lead you to the light. The war you fight can lead you to the light. Open your eyes to see the serious sight. Juneteenth don't pay for the past. It's to know who you are, to fight the coming crash. It's a tribute to make your mind loose. You know who you be. Remove the blood-sucking leech. Time to rise. Why are you letting the children die? The war you fight can lead you to the light. Stop feeding into that marijuana lie. Tap into the universe. I'm talking to you, you, while you still have time. It's time to change the world and get into the moral lane, because the elite has conspired to drive many insane. If we don't one hook up, you won't have power to look up. No time for fear, for we have a short time to be here. Make a difference, and you'll see the deliverance. The war you fight can lead you to the light. Take that Akubalan fist. Remember the ancestors' list. Don't cut that wrist. Live to connect the wrong, correct the wrong, cause the power will take you home to that mighty throne. Challenge the soul in you to make us new. Remember, the war you fight can lead you to the light.
Outstanding, Sister Bessie. And what a night tonight. And, of course, all the callers have bited the bit to talk to Sister Bessie. That's wonderful. And we're waiting for you to do that. But, Sister Bessie, let's talk about you tonight and what you've done. Outstanding testaments tonight. You really, really brought it home, and I'm so proud of you. And talk about this show and hearing the ancestral being of Dinah Washington with this presentation.
Well, her music is beautiful, and we cannot ever not listen to our ancestors. And a lot of the music has a lot of messages in it, like not like today. But she was a wonderful songstress, and she portrayed much feeling in her work, and she stood up for herself. So I am proud to be able to listen to her on this podcast tonight.
Well, first of all, let's go to the accolades. Sister Bessie Truther is an International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, and her wonderful work has, you know, will stand the test of time. Similar to what Sylvia Blaylock said about me, you know, on that night, I say the same thing as her producer. You guys just don't know. You don't know. 2018, this young lady came in the month of May and changed the world. She stayed steady and steadfast. And through those times, she's given us poetry on not only her show, but other shows. And she's shown the light among men and women, and you should be able to bask in that light. When you wake up in the morning and the Almighty touches you for that time, it's similar to what Bessie did tonight. She touched us with her time. Now listen, you know, time is tight. If you want to talk to Sister Bessie, please, please, by all means, press 1 right now, you know, to talk to Sister Bessie and give her outstanding props tonight. because this was a wonderful show. Bessie, the timing was impeccable. You know, you were smooth, and, you know, with the Honeybee Files and how we do things, it's so wonderful because everybody that's been a part of this, you know, has given reason, understanding, and outstanding performances. And tonight you did the same thing. How you feel tonight?
Oh, I feel good. I'm thankful that people are listening to my words. It's a blessing to me.
And now we go to the first caller of the evening. Caller, you're on the line right now with your boy Olasky, Honeybee Files.
Hey, peace, and abundant divine blessings. How you doing, Mother Sister Bessie?
Hi, Brother Hooney. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. You know, I know you say you got your book coming out, and it's good to receive that printed word. What all in all placing you, your tone of voice, that's like the audio book, or as I like to do them, audio visuals is going to be the next best thing. But I don't need to see you visually to be able to feel what you're saying and to hear you. And tonight is a classic example why you was nominated for this year's Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show, okay?
Thank you, Brother Hooney. Peace and blessings. Thank you so much.
The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrining for the Class of 2020, the wonderful Hooney Bakaturn. We have another caller right now on this line. We're real proud of that. Welcome to the Honeybee Files right here at Orny.
Brother O, Sister Bessie, all I can say is wow. This is Sister Bessie, your poetry is amazing. You speak with such power and conviction. And I don't know, I'm just greatly inspired every time I hear you read your poetry. It's like you become a different person. You know, I've gotten to know you better, and I know how sweet, I know what a sweetheart you are, but you channel somebody else when you start reading your poetry, and it's very, very inspirational. And this was a great show tonight. I can see why you're nominated for the Hall of Fame. Like I've said before, you're the voice of ONE. I said that, and I still believe that. I just want to echo what Brother Hooney was just saying about you. You're just incredible, and I'm glad to have met you in this great ONE family.
Thank you, Brother Terrence. That's my adopted son.
That's him. The 2020 ONE Linear New Host of the Year, which everybody knows that's the Rookie of the Year award. And, you know, this young man has come on and done great things. You know, same with Hooney Bakaturn, who's in the Hall of Fame. I do believe this young man will be there very, very, very shortly. And, of course, tonight we want to thank all the folks that came on and listened. And, you know, and we got another caller. Let's see what this caller has to say. Caller, you're on the line right now with the Honeybee Files right here on ONE.
Sister Bessie. This is Sister
Hi.
Stephanie.
Hi, Sister
Hi.
Stephanie. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you that I love hanging out on your front porch, and you always got the light on. Your words are the light. Your words are like fireflies lighting up the night in the darkness for us, and I thank you for blessing us with your creativity and your passion and your burning intellect.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you so much, Stephanie. Thank you.
Thank you. And keep doing what you do, okay?
All right, I will. I sure will.
Wow, Bessie. You know, tonight, with the addition of the great Donna Washington, you know, I've been so proud of what we do on a constant basis here at ONE Dynasty. And what more can I say but thank you for all the callers that called in tonight. And I love every single one of you that counted not robbery to come on and do this and come on and share with Sister Bessie. An outstanding Honeybee Files, and guess what? It's already archived. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we come back on this network of champions. with one of Sister Bessie's favorites, Derek the Coach Gibson and Huddle Sports Nation. Now, I know he's going to be upset because his Sixers lost, and they're gone. No one's thinking about them anymore. But, yeah, he has a job to do, and he's going to do it tomorrow night. Right here, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these O-N-E stations. Before I go into Ngozi time, we have one more person that want to come on the line. This person is outstanding. This person is the 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster nominee herself and our most tenured host, Antonia Babs.
Hello.
Hi, my sister.
And how are you, Sister Bessie? It was a lovely dedication that Ngozi had done in your honor because he obviously believed in you. And I have to admit your commitment, besides the fact that you do have some wonderful material to share with everybody out there. They don't have to agree with you, and I can understand. But then again, it's food for thought regardless. None of us have anybody that agrees with us out there in the audience. Share with people what you believe is to their advantage. And the poetry is exceptional. So with that being said, I wish you the best in your nomination for the Hall of Fame for this year. And if everything goes well, then, you know, continue to do what you're doing. Someone is out there listening to you. So God bless you. And I thank you and Brother O for definitely presenting what you thought was worthwhile just in your dedication. So good luck and take care.
You
thank
know what?
You. And
that's it. We got to go there. You know, Sister Bessie, this
that's
young
right,
lady
that's right.
is a legend, you know, and I know she don't like me saying it, but it's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Antonia Batts is part of that legend, okay? She was recognized by the Hall of Fame, and we believe that she will get there. I really believe that. And what we need to do is make sure that she is a person of honor, understanding, and judgment, like she always has been. And, you know, she gives us what we need. You know, she touches people and changes people with her outstanding, you know, information that she gives. She is the information guru. Just the best before she gets off this air. Talk to Antonia about how you feel about her.
I love me some Antonia Bass because she set an example for me. And when I first heard her, I said, I want to be like her. I'm so proud to know Antonia and what she has given to this podcast for 8 years. Who does that? She never stopped. She never stopped giving out the information to us around the world. And I love her for that. She has shown me that I can continue to do the same thing. She is my role model. And I love her,
wow,
and I appreciate everything that she has brought to this podcast.
I love you too. Yes, I was definitely going to say feeling the same. And Sister Betsy does bring a lot of love to whatever she felt as though is worthwhile sharing with people out there. And it's wonderful that somebody look at me in a positive light, and I appreciate it. So
yes,
thank you very much, and love is mutual.
Love you, my
sister. All right.
Love you.
We have another person that is on this line. We want to thank Sister Bessie for just being herself tonight. And that's what I love about Bessie, and Antonia is a legend, nothing more to say. Another person that has been so important to this network and that I'm working with and trying to get another understanding. This man was the first ever web designer of this network, and I owe a lot to him. He is the great Mr. Automatic Charismatic Larry Shepherd, Sister Bessie.
Oh.
Hey, how's everything going?
Hi, brother. How are you?
I'm so fine. You know what? I remember your soul to be on the porch. Yeah, I want to, you know, call in so much support and love. You know, great things are happening here. You know, and I always, like, for me, I try to bring, like, ideas for the network, you know, because that's my brother. So if I ever have, like, an idea that I can help him grow, I would do it, you know what I mean? And because I know he brings great content. That's why I don't mind coming up with ideas. If you got a great mind, I want to add to that great mind.
Mr. Automatic, you know, Charismatic, so, you know, what more can I say? The connection records that we have achieved, you know, through listening to you, and I'm glad I, you know, got a chance to throw ego aside and listen to a man that had a chance and say, listen, man, you can be great. Man, what you talking about? You know, it's working. No, man. If you listen to me, this network can go abound. I remember when Devination, you know, the original, you know, had to end for a minute. And I came over Damon Network, Bessie. This man helped me. You know, knowing, you know, Miss Tia's queen and our Wonder Twin, who's a lifetime achiever, and Miss Rhymey, right, Bessie? And, you know, we were doing a show called The South of Louisville. He said, man, let me help you with this.
Yes.
We can grow this network if you just just be quiet and listen to me. You need to shut up and listen. And I said, okay, man, what you got to say, man? And he said, listen, he said, we're not going there. Listen, hey, Larry, we're not going there. Da-da-da-da there. Because anybody, no one else is, they don't need to know what we do as a formula, right? So he taught me how to do the formula, and the formula worked to where we grew the network, Bessie. What do you have to say to this man that helped build Damon Network before I even acquired Devination back?
I want to say thank you, brother, because many of our hosts would not be here today, you know, with you helping Brother O. And you have helped prove he is a genius. I'm always going to say that, and he doesn't like that. But I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I didn't believe in myself, and Brother O knew who I was before I even took the mic. So I just want to thank you that for all you have done for this network, brother. I thank you so much.
I appreciate it. You know, I even came up with an idea. Olasky, we've been talking.
Don't say it. Not yet, Larry. Not yet. But it's going to blow the world asunder. So what? You know, the great person that he is. You know, Dallas Cowboy fan himself, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. I love him. He has so much love in his heart. And, you know, I mean, he's a person that deserves honor. There's no better web designer for anyone's network. I'm going to say this right now. Than Mr. Automatic Charismatic. All the folks that listen to our network or Ghost Ride and, you know, never call, you know, never press one. If you need help with your network, call that man. You know what I mean? Call that man. You know, get with him, you know, on Instagram and Facebook. You know, the first three numbers is 540. And he'll give it to you. And he'll know how to build your network to the greatest ability. And now before I go into Ngozi time, Sister Bessie, you know I got to play my theme song, right? You know I got to play my theme song, right? Let's go, girl.
Yeah.
I've got this revision. I am
How you feel about, you know what I mean, Roger Troutman and my theme song? I'm Superman.
Oh, I like it. Because you are Superman. You're on 7 days a week. You're Superman.
Listen, now we get a chance to talk, and I have one person that I want to, you know, to press one. Hope she does. But before we do that, our commissioner, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, before she starts talking, this young lady does so much for me. She's really superwoman of this network. She is. She does everything I ask her to do. In the internships, in Damon Speaks, she's wonderful. Interview you, I will fall back. Now, the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, really from Anderson.
Wow, Brother O, Ole Day. Wow, you are amazing. Thank you for this night. Wow, I really enjoyed it. Sister Bessie, you know I love you. Thank you for your words on tonight. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for all that you bring to this network. I've just been sitting here listening, and I'm not a poet. But the creator deal with me with words. And I go, I'm on the internet and I'm looking and I go over to my author page and the word press pops up. I published a book last month and that was one of the words that I published. Mm-hmm. You are an example of someone that has pressed their way. I listened to the conversation that we had during the interview and all the things that you've endured. And I know you didn't share everything, but just the things that you've endured. I want to thank you for pressing. Because of your pressing, you continue to lead the way for a lot of us. And I want to share with you that word press. The P stands for position. The R is three R's, renew, reset, and restore. The E is elevate. The S stands for study and share the word. The other S stands for serve God's people to shift them to the next level.
that was dropped in my spirit a couple weeks ago, because remind you, I published this book. I don't even remember when I published this book, but it's published in the book along with some other words that he dropped in my spirit.
Yeah.
But this was for you tonight, and I had to share that with you because he's positioned you, all that you've been through. He's positioned you just for this time. He's renewed you. He's reset you in spite of what you think. In the natural, he's reset you. So let it go. He reset you to restore you to that you're supposed to be walking in according to Jeremiah 29:11. He said he had a plan for us, a process for us being good courage, for us to have hope in the future.
Yeah.
Now it's time to elevate. And you're doing that because you study. You study. You share the word constantly, monthly, right here. You did that tonight, and you're serving his people. I want to thank you for pressing, and I want to thank you for what you're doing. And I hope that you get inducted into the Hall of Fame because it's well-deserving.
Yes, yes.
And thank you for
you know
all
what's
the
crazy? You know what? You know what? You know what, Commissioner? You got a lot of people on this line tonight. One person wanted to bless Sister Bessie with a poem before I go there. And another person is called in tonight, too. And I see the line. Okay? you know, I see the line. That person needs to press one. And you know who you are. Because this young lady has done a lot for you as well. And you've been a part of this dynasty. And I want you to press one because you're family. Your family, period. We go to the next caller, and Angie, stay on the line because that poem going to be crazy, what we're about to do right now. Now, the next caller on the line tonight is a friend of mine. He's a wonderful person, and I appreciate you calling in tonight. And salutations to your mom because I love her so much, and I know she loved that Donna Washington. Caller, who are you and where you're calling from?
Hi, yes, greetings, everybody. How are you? Hi, Sister Betsy.
Hey, sweetie, how are you?
Hi. Thank you, Brother O, for having me, and hello, everybody. I'm calling from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I just want to say that I really, really enjoyed your spoken word, and I just wanted to congratulate you and everything that you're doing, and I just wish you all of the best, all of the best.
Wow.
Thank you, dear. Thank you so much.
And who are you, young lady?
Yeah.
You know, what's your name?
I'm so sorry. I didn't even say my name. My name is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Yay.
Everybody.
Okay, this young lady, you know, Sister Bessie, if you ever meet her, she's a light. You know what I mean? She's a light and highly intelligent.
Yeah.
Highly intelligent. A businesswoman. And she takes care of her mother so wonderfully. And I love her. You know, we talked today. And thank you so much for taking, you know, counting that robbery for enjoying. How do you like that Donna Washington tonight, Chan?
I loved it. Loved it. Very smooth. Great selection.
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes.
And Sister Bessie, this young lady has listened to you in a lot of your shows.
Yes.
Do you have anything to say to this young lady who supports you, like, around the world, people and listeners?
Thank you, sweetheart. I sometimes when I speak to the audience out there, I'm hoping I'm touching their minds and their hearts. Mm-hmm. And when I hear a youth come on the line and speak, I know I'm doing the work I'm supposed to do. So I thank all the youth out there that supports me and listen to me. And I'm only here just to help strengthen all of us and myself.
All right now.
Yes.
All right
yes.
Now.
Your words are very, very encouraging and very, very heartfelt. Yes. I can feel the energy and the vibe from your words.
Thank you
so much for blessing me with your words. I really, really am thankful, and I enjoy everything.
When you get a chance to call into all our shows, girl, because I'm telling you, a building block is here at Oney Dynasty. Sharon, Philadelphia, we love you.
Philly, Philly.
Yes, Philly, Philly.
Thank you so much for having me, everybody. God bless, and I wish you all the best, Sister Betsy, and thank you, Brother O.
All right.
Keep up the great
thank
work,
you, too.
Everybody.
Wow. Now, Sister Betsy, before that caller, okay, I'm looking for that caller. You know who you are. Better press one, okay? You hear, press one. Now we go to Mike Tyson, a person that I created, is now going to give Sister Betsy the first poem of the night. Mike Tyson, the mic is yours.
All right. Sister Betsy, right now I'm about to be Mike Tyson, so I got it. And I'm going to call this a freestyle in the beginning.
Yes.
All right. And it's dedicated to you.
Oh. Okay.
In this day when you're spreading the message, when you have the leverage, in this time, in this world, in many areas, circulating the mind, so we won't be blind. You see, one of a kind in the beginning. Message to be grown, message to never be alone, spreading the news, and don't get confused. Sister Betsy, I see you on the porch. She got many things to say, many words to display, and knowledge will never go away. So listen to what I say. In the beginning was knowledge. In the beginning was more words to be like common. And more words to have caution, more words to spread to the youth and the older crowd, more words to be so loud. In the beginning, natural instincts, natural news, all asking, believing in you and everything of your value. In the beginning, well, we may get to the ending, but before we get to the ending, who will always remember in the beginning was a great woman named Sister Betsy. So every value, everything I speak of in the beginning, this is all about you, Miss Automatic Smack, Mike Tyson.
Sister Betsy.
I can't say that, but I got to say, Mike Tyson.
Sister Betsy.
I'm sorry. It brought tears to me, so just give me a second.
That's all
thank
right.
you, brother, for that. Thank you for that poem. Sometimes I be overwhelmed a little bit of what people say, but I thank you so much for what you just said. Thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Wow. One thing I like about Lasky is that he show love to people. He show love to people who
thank you.
Have been
thank you.
There.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you. And people who have left. And he has had many people who I've been with. Been on that last year for a long time. It seemed like for a long time. And,
yeah, man.
You know,
listen, Ray, listen. Hold on. 5 years, sir. That's Louisville, man. That's Louisville, man. 16, man. Come on.
I mean, Alaska's like my brother. I call him my brother. And, you know, you always have knowledge. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say hey. You know, like I say, you know, I always talk to him because I want to see him grow. I want to see him grow. He's a genius already, you know.
Stop it.
Yes, brought you in because, you know, you have flavor to what's being done and you have knowledge. And I love your mindset, you know. So in the beginning, before you can have an ending, you have to have a beginning of knowledge. The ending will be like a cause and effect. You know what I mean? That what that knowledge could do for people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Brother Larry, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, a legend of poetry. Understand this, Bessie. Mm-hmm. He calls into, maybe 12 networks, of poetry. You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
In his time, and now it's like maybe 4 or 5 that's still going. How about that? Hey, poetry networks, where are you? Where are you? What happened to you? And this man still calls into all of those networks with honor and consideration. He is a legend in his own time. And he's always given his heart and soul, like he did tonight, and made Sister Bessie cry. And Sister Bessie is a big old toughie, and she and Larry made her cry. I'm remembering this, and we'll tease. And Sister Bessie, Larry, you something of peace and blessing. So I'm going to tease her forever, and that's what's going to happen. So, Brother Automatic Charismatic, we thank you so much.
Thank you, Brother, so much.
Mike Tyson was great on the sound of Louisville.
All right,
Mike Tyson was Mike Tyson with the birth of microphone Tyson. Mike Tyson was created of the sound of Louisville.
Miss Tia's Queen, our first ever host of the year for 2016. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you had the Troublemaker too. Won the Trey. You had that was a great lineup. You had the Troublemaker, won the Trey, and Miss Tia.
Shep Larry. That's Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Part of our legacy. Now, I'm going to bring this person on even though they didn't press one. Okay? And hopefully this person will talk to you. If not, we go to the next caller. Caller, you're on the line right now, Sister Bessie, and the Honeybee Files right here at ONE.
Hello, Sister Bessie. How you doing?
Sweetie.
I'm calling in as promised from earlier today. Congratulations on all that you do. You work so hard, and I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. And this, everybody out there, this is my other adopted daughter. I got a lot of adopted children around. So this is my other adopted daughter, Sharice. I love her so much. Thank you, sweetie.
I'm the number one adopted daughter. I come before everybody. So make sure you let them know that.
Yes, I will. She's number one, y'all.
Yes, the first one. All right.
Well, first of all, what Sharice Lee has done for this network, okay, go back to the archives. She's given information that is still valuable today. If you need help, she's here. She's here. She's still here.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the Blog Talk Radio archives. Go back to the Talk Show archives. And she was, one of the, that class of, 2019, one of the greatest classes in the history of our network. And I want the world to know what Sharice Lee has done. I want the world to know, the countless work and, the preparation and the research. And she tried to help people, and she's, she helped people and changed people. And she saved lives. So I want to thank you, Sharice, for all you did for this network.
You
are an alumni. I always say that, we have a lot of hosts that, are not, performing on the network live, but you're still part of the family. And we invite you to call into all the shows and let people know. Not because you're not a performing host don't mean that your voice does not need to be heard. You are one of the greatest gifts in ONE Dynasty history, and we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the greatest gifts I've ever had in broadcasting, and thank you for what you've done for me.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Thank you.
And now we go to another caller, and I guess this caller has a lot to say. Caller?
Wow. Mother, Sister Bessie, back. I thank you so much for all that you have given the world. And by you being nominated for the International Broadcaster Hall of Fame again, if anybody had any doubt on why you was nominated, this is the reason why. Is the things that you've given us tonight. Like I say, it's good to read, to be able to hear your tone of voice is very special. So if you take time to put it in print, also take time to do an audit for all of your fortunes that you have done. Trust me, it will outlast the sands of time. On that note, I want to say congratulations, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster, Enshrinee Honeybee. OLSD on your ONE syndication station all-time connection record. This is your 34th all-time. And that also explains why you also was entered as the 2021 producer. You know, mm-hmm. And I also want to say here and now, I nominate you to be also.
You know what, man? I want to thank you. I remember when Sharice Lee, we talked in 2019, and she said, and I'm going to say this to the world because it needs to be heard. The young lady said, don't worry about it. You'll become a producer one day. The world will recognize the hard work that you put down. They'll know. And I want to thank Sharice Lee for that. And I talked about that on that enshrinement night. And I mentioned it, right, Bessie? What Sharice said to me. And it will stand the test of time. I want to thank Sharice Lee for believing in me as well, like I, you know, still believe in her. And thank you so much, the wonderful Winnie Bakatoon, who's already enshrined. Thank God I'm part of the party now, and we want Bessie to be part of that party in 2021 as well. Before I go into the next caller, I have a whole lot of callers, Bessie, that want to hear Destination Moon. Listen, the world is your oyster. Who told you that you lived in a box? They lied to you one day. Destination Moon. Hey, Bessie, let's go there.
Come and take a trip in my rocket ship. We'll have a lovely afternoon. Kiss the world goodbye, and away we'll fly. Destination Moon. We'll travel fast as light till we're out of sight. The Earth will be like a toy balloon. What a thrill you'll get riding on my Destination Moon. We'll go up, 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 up. Straight to the moon we two, high in the starry blue. I'll be out of this world with you. So away we'll steal in my space mobile, a supersonic, a honeymoon. Leave your cares below, pull the switch, let's go. A destination moon.
Destination Moon. We can go high as we want to go. How about that, Bessie?
Yes.
Dinah, go,
yes.
Dinah.
Yes.
Man, you know, how you feel about this night before I take the next call?
Well, it's overwhelming a little bit, as I said before, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying just being able to relate my message out to the world. And that, you know, it's hard for me sometimes because, you know, before I didn't feel like nobody heard me. And to hear that the world is listening to me, it is overwhelming in my heart. But I thank everybody who listens to my word, because it's given only to heal, not to hurt.
Yes, yes. And the key is, man, tonight, thank you for the first Honey Bee Files. It's six times I garnered a record. And, you know, the spirit has been moving tonight. And I thank you, Bessie, for what you've done for me on a constant basis. Carla, you're in line right now with the Honey Bee Files right here at Orny Dynasty. How you feel?
I feel good. Absolutely fine. How are you, Brother O? How are you, Sister Bessie?
The new storm anchor upon us?
Congratulations to you, Sister Bessie. I'm so happy for you. And it's so great. And I miss you crying. I wish I was one here to hear that. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that. It's just wonderful. I'm so happy for you. And what I've heard so far has been great tonight. What a wonderful night. And the music selections were awesome as well. And it was so great to hear Cherise on tonight.
Yeah.
And everyone else that called in, Brother Hooney and Brother Larry, and, you know, it's just wonderful. And
No. This young lady has brought back a franchise that was dormant, a franchise that was started by me and Abraham Doe, Bridgine Turner, you know, the wonderful and great Antonia Batts, lovely Ellis. And for her to do what she's done on this network is outstanding. A person has a great heart in the acumen of current events that she has given discernment to, exonerations, okay? You know, building up mothers and fathers through her presentation. She's wonderful. So, Joe Jonesia is just wonderful. Sister Bessie, talk about this young lady who is our news anchor of this outstanding dynasty.
Oh, Chinchilla. You know, I think I've heard you and how you do your podcast, and it is so professional. And you make a difference in our network because you're dedicated. And I know that you have a lot of things that you are doing. But I want to thank you for all that you do and the news that you bring. You're just wonderful to me. Just plain wonderful.
Wow. Wow. Thank you so much, Sister Bessie. Wow, that means a lot. Thank you so much. Wow. And thank you, Brother O, as well.
Well, the greatest gift we have is the outstanding gift of broadcasting and the legacy of all the hosts that have been with this network. You know, the countless time and preparation. You know, I look at Cherise Lee as a person that tried to help someone, okay? You know, domestic violence is very, very important, you know, to be able to eradicate. And she did a great job, okay, for almost 2 years, this network. And I look at her as a shining light for those to hear and understand. And her work will last forever. The work of Chinchilla Jonesia is still going on, and she's proven it. And Sister Bessie, she's a woman that does it every week with, you know, the wonderful Derek Gibson tomorrow night on these stations. Thank you so much, Chinchilla, and we can't wait for Sunday.
Thank you.
Yes, have a wonderful show Sunday. Yes, indeed.
All right.
And, yes.
And what more can I say tonight? But tomorrow night on these only stations is Huddle Sports Nation. Oh, poor coach. Right, Sister Bessie. Poor coach. You know, he's lamenting right now like, oh, my Sixers. It's okay. You know what? You can get another day.
I know. When I get on there tomorrow night, I know, because they always lose. The Eagles always lose, you know, so
Wait a minute, Bessie, they won a world championship in 17. They won that one.
Okay. But look how long it took them to win it.
It was 56 years, Bessie. You know what? To all the Philadelphia folks that listen to our network, please don't take Sister Bessie for granted. No.
They know I love. I love when I first came to Philadelphia, the first team that I loved, and that was the Sixers.
Yes. So, hey, y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, Huddle Sports Nation, tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Daylight on these stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising through ONE, which is Ola Deli and Gozy Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Gozy Primetime. We're at Damon.com. We're in Gozy Time both for Twitter and Instagram, Ola Deli and Gozy at Periscope. Plus, Ola Deli and Malay with Gozy at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Honeybee Files, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated online now network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight, oledele.ingosupermind@gmail.com. And I am proudly the International Internet Radio broadcasting enshrinee for the class of 2021. And more importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer. Oledele Malewa goes in saying goodnight and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Sister Bessie, in the last 2 minutes, let's go in the program. Take us home, girl.
Thank you, and brothers, sisters of the world. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Akuba Land, better known as Africa. I love you. I love my people. I love all you around the world. And I just want to thank you for listening to my words. You're listening to a female that came from literally nothing. But I just love you, and I thank you. And I hope I will continue to honor you with my words. Thank you so much. Peace and blessings to all of you.
Superman, and I can do anything. You don't really love that guy that you may be with, girl. I'm Superman. By no means a substitute, 'cause I can see through you. I am Superman, and I know just what's happening.
Christmas heaven.